Disease was due usually to alterations in the composition of the humors, and the indications for treatment were in accordance with these doctrines. They were to be evacuated, attenuated, cooled, heated, purged, or strengthened. This humoral doctrine prevailed throughout the Middle Ages and reached far into modern times. Indeed, echoes of it are still to be heard in popular conversations on the nature of disease. It was a Christmas tradition begun by my grandmother in Holland. Every year she sent us packages containing the buttery sweets and milky chocolates that the Dutch excel in producing. My father had taken up the tradition after my grandmother passed away. The package he'd sent had taken 7 months to reach us in Kiribati, and by the time it arrived, more than half of its contents had been consumed by rats, with the remainder scarred by claws and fangs. It never occurred to us not to eat it. We devoured the remaining half in one long, gluttonous afternoon, feeling nothing but blissful rapture. I am a lawyer, and I'm in prison. It's a long story. I'm 43 years old and halfway through a 10-year sentence handed down by a weak and sanctimonious federal judge in Washington, D.C. All of my appeals have run their course, and there is no procedure, mechanism, obscure statute, technicality, loophole, or Hail Mary left in my thoroughly depleted arsenal. I have nothing. Because I know the law, I could do what some inmates do and clog up the courts with stacks of worthless motions and writs and other junk filings, but none of this would help my cause. Nothing will help my cause. The reality is I have no hope of getting out for 5 more years, save for a few lousy weeks chopped off at the end for good behavior, and my behavior has been exemplary. Before Alex left the pickup, Galeon reached behind the seat, pulled out an old pair of rubber work boots, and persuaded the boy to take them. They were too big for him, Galeon recalls. But I said, "Wear 2 pairs of socks, and your feet ought to stay halfway warm and dry." "How much do I owe you?" "Don't worry about it," Galeon answered. Then he gave the kid a slip of paper with his phone number on it, which Alex carefully tucked into a nylon wallet. "If you make it out alive, give me a call, and I'll tell you how to get the boots back to me."